The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if people saw Brianna Parkin's column in the Irish Times about the inability of some people, and she focuses to a degree on women, to say no. So, how real is this phenomenon? Is it real? Is it more real with women? Is it more real again with Irish women? Well, with me to discuss, Brenda Power, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times, and Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent. Saoirse, are you good to say no?
If I say no now, will that have a feature purpose?
You see, yeah.
Now you've caught me. It's my first no ever on air. I'm terrible at saying no.
Really?
Really bad.
In professional and personal life?
Everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Professionally, I'm so bad at saying. Well, the thing is that I think part of it is wanting to always say yes, and part of it is delusion that I think I'll say yes and sure it'll be fine. I'll work it out. Whatever is going to happen, it's fine. I'll make it work. But in my personal life also, I just can't say no. I live in fear of letting people down.
Oh, is that's what it is? It's about people pleasing.
I have to be the most reliable person in the room or there's just no point.
Is a consequence, though, of continually saying yes that you actually end up unreliable?
Absolutely. That's that's the double-edged sword I'm working with at the minute. But it's true. It's like if you say, you know, we've all been there where you've like, whether it's in work and you've got, you know, too many things you said yes to and suddenly all your deadlines are all at once, or in a personal capacity, someone asked you, could you go here this day or pick them up from the airport at this time or do this? And then suddenly you've got all these things happening that you don't have the capacity or bandwidth to be able to get done in any decent way. So then you end up wishing you had said no. And I'm trying to get better. I'm trying, but I'm
Is the professional one the same? Is it the same rationale? Is that you're people pleasing, or is it that I'm young and there's a period during which you're kind of meant to say yes to everything?
I think it's both of those things. I think it's like I want these, you know, whoever my employer is to think that like I'm a reliable person they have on staff and that I can be, you know, someone they can call upon.
I'm an eager beaver.
Absolutely. I'm like, and also like, I think if you're passionate about your work and there's things that come up that genuinely you want to say yes to because they're interesting, right? Like I'll just say yes to them all because I want to be the person that gets to write them. And then it's like, well, you can't do it all. You know, but I do think in an industry like journalism, and I'm sure there's other industries like it that are quite kind of, they're not always the most stable. There's kind of a pressure, whether it's internalized or something that's been put on you, you know, just kind of under, you know, like more broadly, that you should put yourself out there for as many opportunities as they come, because the more you can get your name out there and the more you can do these things, the almost feels like you're giving yourself more longevity or more kind of, I suppose you're safeguarding the work that you do. But I think regardless of what industry you're in, a lot of young people, like a lot of young women seem to sound the same, because I have a lot of, you know, friends who would say the very same thing, that they overpromise because they just say it.
Now, you say young women there. Is it a gendered thing?
I think I think we really like broadly understand it to be, just in the sense that in like a traditional sense, a lot of women are kind of seem to be reliable. And I think there's another aspect to it that like I'm an eldest child. I'm someone who takes on that identity of being a reliable person. And I think a lot of eldest daughters might agree that sometimes you take that with you into the rest of your life and start to think that, you know, I'm a reliable person at home. So I want to make sure that I'm that for everybody else as well.
Brenda Power, like I say, is with us. Brenda, are you any better at saying no to people?
Well, Kieran, I thought I was, and then I got a call from your researcher to come and talk about this. And after I put the phone down, having agreed, I said, why did I say yes to that? I don't know where I'm going to be.
Well, fair play to you for having the courage to say that now on the radio. Yeah, there's lots of things I wish I was doing instead of this.
I take the point that, you know, I think there's a lot of sort of negative implications about being a people pleaser. Basically, often it's just about making other people's lives easier if it's not too big a burden on you. And I have to say, I have gotten better about saying no to things that I really don't want to do, but never straight away. I read somewhere that Henry Kissinger's advice was, say yes, say no to everything, and then you can say yes later. Well, that's if you're Henry Kissinger and you'd be pretty confident about being invited again. I think the opposite is probably the case, that you're better off to say, yeah, that's fantastic, I'd love to do that. Then they have registered your enthusiasm and your willingness. So when you come back and say, oh, do you know what I just realised? Or here's why I can't, much as I'd love to, they're more likely to believe it. Now, most of the time, they probably don't. And they know this is just, you've come up with a good excuse. But it is about basically oiling the wheels of social interaction. I mean, I saw Brianna Parkin suggesting really that the answer was, no, that doesn't work for me. That's absolutely fine if A, you never want to work for that commissioning editor again, or B, you never really want to hang out with that particular friend again. So I think you have to really, out of social courtesy, come up with an excuse. Mind you, know, I asked a friend to come to dinner recently with some people I thought she might like, and she just sent me an email of eyes and pins, meaning I would rather stick pins in my eyes. that's fine. At least I won't waste wine on you and a dinner. And I think either you need to know somebody really well to be able to say, look, I'd hate that, actually. Do you mind leaving me out? But most of the time, you have to be polite. And I don't think it's just women.
Because I was about to ask you that. Do you think it's a gender thing? No.
Oh, no, I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is. I think maybe men might be a little bit less sensitive sometimes and say, God, you know, I don't know. That would be my thing. But I think most people appreciate honesty. I think most people do, unless it's something that's really important to them and you're saying, look, I absolutely don't like your friends. And you know what? That day doesn't, I'd hate to do that thing for you, even though it would make your life that bit easier. I think most of the time we're all kind of conscious that other people's lives are not that easy either. And if they've asked you to do something, or, you know, they want you to come to something, or you could really do them a favor in such and such a way, you know, if it's not going to cost you too much, really, you're better off then.
Yeah, that's interesting, because often it is framed, these conversations, as kind of this quest for the liberating power of saying no. But being that blunt can be, well, it can be hurtful sometimes. And actually, I think maybe that's where it does get a little gendered, or maybe this is just my experience. I can be a bit ignorant of how blunt I can be in saying no. Like, I don't kind of realise until someone maybe gives me the feedback further down the line that I was possibly a little, you know, over-exuberant in my shooting down of a certain suggestion.
But would you bother with an excuse, though? I mean, I think if you do them the courtesy of coming up, even with the most implausible excuse. If you invite somebody to something, or you ask them to do something for you.
Brenda, are you suggesting I lie? Is that what this is?
100%. I mean, we all know the concept of the little white lie.
I do think we should bring back the little white lie.
Has the little white lie gone somewhere?
Apparently people aren't using it as much. Maybe it is in the name of bluntness and saying no, but like, I do think there's something to be said for like that being like, oh, I'd love to, but I'm up early in the morning. I can't. Or, you know, I mean, you might not be, but you can't be there because you don't want to be.
But yeah, there's always the danger, though, that you get caught out in the little white lie. So you've got to keep it simple.
I overthink them so much as well. I'll have like entire like narratives built for my lie.
Yeah.
And that's so much worse. But I do think I think a lot of this is just internalized pressure. Like the amount of people that will say to you, can you do this? You can say no. Or, you know, every editor I have is always like, if you can't do this, just say no. And that's on me then to be like, I should take them up on that, and I don't.
Yeah, I guess that is actually another interesting aspect of it, that we maybe, have an overinflated sense in our own heads of how much the other person is relying on us, or how much they depend on our presence to enjoy themselves on
the
night.
Whole paper.
If I don't go to this, they're all going to have an awful time.
Their birthday's ruined.
When actually, they don't really care if Saoirse is there or not.
Oh, they're asking you out of politeness.
I think they do, actually.
Yeah, they're only asking you, Brenda, out of politeness, you know?
They're only outside of politeness, and they're relieved when you say no. I do think, though, that in a professional sense, self-employed people of all ages and genders, in my experience, find it very difficult to say no because they're afraid I may never be asked again. And you know, I know very successful barristers who say, I won't turn down a brief because it might be the last one I'll get. I don't have time for it. I won't be able to give my full attention. But this is ingrained in you from when you start as a freelance or as a self-employed person. You know, that professionally, it is not a good idea to say no.
Well, I kind of think that is good advice. I would kind of say to a young person starting, do say yes to everything for a while. And I know maybe it's an awful thing and people can lament this reality, but I think it is reality that if you get a reputation for kind of saying no to things straight out the gap, that reputation sticks with you, doesn't it, Brenda?
Yes, I certainly know a radio producer who talk about that, who would say, you know, this woman's badgering you for work and give me a bit of work. Then you ring them on a Friday evening and they say, oh God, I can't do it this evening. And that's them going after
it. It's not a Friday, it's 25 degrees out there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that is, I think that professionally being prepared to say yes is a very different thing to being, you know, always sort of at the end of a phone when someone's looking to make up numbers for a party or something.
So what's your little white lie then, Brenda, that you rely on?
I have several. And then, but it is true that you do have to remember now, I've told that person I'm going such and such a place. I better not be, you know.
I
can't go to Paris again this month.
I'm in such another place, or turn up somewhere else. which they might find out about. So, yes, it can get a little bit convoluted.
I'd like to hear some suggestions.
We all have the rules of the game, you know.
087-1400-106. I'd like to hear maybe examples of people who've got caught out in the little white lie. As Saoirse says, maybe they said they were in Paris, and then there's an Instagram story from Ballyhaunas at the weekend. Saoirse Handy, features writer with the Irish Independent, Brenda Power, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times. Thank you both for saying yes and coming on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.